for you.
Come on in. Got room in the studio for you right there in the front row. It's the spit zone, though. I promise. Yeah, it's true. I know. Well, there's a lot of seats in the studio. In fact, too many. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Where do you want to sit? You got too many choices. You can't decide. Should I sit up front? Should I sit in the back? That's the problem with life. You probably have too many choices, and it paralyzes you. And I'm a choice guy. I like having choice in my life, but I have learned that too many options, like Netflix and Prime and Paramount and HBO Max and all that stuff together, you can't get anything done. We're talking about that today. It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, no matter what gets in the way. Speaking of choices, last night my wife, we joke, we don't watch a lot of TV, but every evening we maybe turn it on for an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most, and hardly at all on the weekend. And we joke, we're going to sit down and watch our programs now. Honey, you want to watch our programs? And so we it's getting closer to the truth every single day. I'm telling you, every birthday, it's more real. But we sit down and watch it. And she said, I asked her, I said, what do you want to watch? She goes, why don't you pick something out for me? I said, you got a half an hour? Because you start going, and you know, it is true now. They say choosing a program to watch on whatever streaming device you're doing, on average, takes 20 minutes to choose it. There's too many choices. I miss the curated days of three channels on a CB radio. Oh, it's so good. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Summertime, and the living is easy. Vacations are coming. I already got my summer all planned, ready to go. Slowing down a little bit. I hope you have plans too. But we want to do, as I talked about last week, take advantage of the summertime to get some things done when nobody's watching. And that's a secret weapon. If you missed that show last week, I'll recap it for you a little bit. And that is the understanding that when people get busy doing other stuff, they're not paying attention to you and telling you what to do. They will in August or September. They'll be back. But for the summertime, you have a chance to slip off and completely change your life, and nobody will even know it. And come next fall, it's like, well, how'd you get that going? Oh, well, it took some time over the weekend, did some extra work over the summertime. Good opportunity for you. But you got to be focused. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Too many choices is not good. And I'm a guy that will say I'm completely 100% driven by having choice in my life and the means to do it. What I mean by that, anytime I decide I want to do something, be something, go someplace, buy something, I want the choice, the ability to make that choice. And that's probably the most important thing, just the ability to make it and the means to make it happen. So when I get a wild hair to buy a motorhome, I can go buy it, or a motorcycle, or whatever I'm wanting to buy, or an iPad Pro, or whatever I want to buy. So I'm a guy about choice, but I don't want too many choices because I get massively confused. And life these days is so confusing already, we don't need that. In 2005, a gentleman named Barry Schwartz wrote a book. I know it's an old book now, but some of the best books are older. I read a lot of old books. You know why? Because when you read the new ones, you can tell that all they did was read the old ones and write their own version of it. So I tend to go back to the originals where I can. But 2005, kind of an old book. Paradox of Choice. And he challenged traditional thinking. And one comment that he made in that book was, the way to maximize freedom was to minimize choice. Now, I don't think it's being a minimalist. In fact, have you watched the shows, the Minimalist series? It's interesting. When you watch the first series on Netflix about being a minimalist, these guys were hardcore minimalists. I mean, it was like minimalist to the point of being uncomfortable. They needed some choice. You can't eliminate everything. But they were going down to this uncomfortable level saying, it's my choice to do this, but it didn't work. If you watch subsequent programs they did, They've expanded a little bit. They've increased their choice just a little bit. But here's the trick to doing it. Too many choices are not a good thing. They will create paralysis. They will stop you. You won't know what to do. So you have to choose and you have to pull it down and you have to get in line with it. Now, I tend to put a theme on a choice. It's how I look at things. So it's an overall theme to my life, a theme to my business, a theme to how I want to live. You have yours. I have mine. And generally speaking, the choices need to be within that area. If they're completely outside of how I view my life and how I view my values, how I view how I like to live, it's not a choice to me at all. It's not even an option. It's like holding some kind of food up to your dog and your dog says, that's not food. Give me the other thing. And they don't even see it as food. It's the same deal. Cats do the same thing, probably worse than dogs. So it's thematic for me where I look at everything. I say, if it doesn't fit, it just doesn't even get in here. Now, what does that mean when it comes down to stretching my boundaries a little bit? Why do that? Yeah, absolutely. I consider choices to come my way, but if it doesn't fit what I've already done, doesn't fit who I am, I know one thing's going to happen. My enemy, your enemy, is this. It's distraction. That's it. And what is distraction? Is it focus? No, Scott, it's not focus, it's distraction. It absolutely is focus. It's focus on the wrong stuff, right? So distractions are your enemy, focus is your friend. Here's how you free up life. Couple of ideas. Number one, I already said limit your choices. Yes. Narrow your list down. If you have 6 or 7 streaming services, like I currently have, and 2 are getting ready to get cut, you just accumulate them like bunnies. They just keep multiplying, don't they? They keep showing up on your TV. Get rid of a few. Limit your choices. Narrow your list to items. Now, you may not agree with this, but I believe in this. Whatever you've experienced, you already know. You shouldn't have to make that choice again. So just live with those choices. This is who I am. I've already experienced it. Narrow everything down to the stuff you already know. If you already know it, you're operating at that level and you don't ever have to make a choice again. Having every option will not serve you well. And make sure you understand what I said there. I want you to limit those choices, but you're going to start by making sure it's the stuff you've already decided that's already part of your life. Now you got a little free time in your brain, a little space up there to make new decisions and decide what should work or not work. Get it down to next to nothing if you can. Be sure to permit yourself to try other possibilities if needed. You'll hear me say all the time, explore the possibilities of life with no commitment. It doesn't matter. And that's the big key here. So if you find the choices you made are working, but maybe you need to make some new choices, life is changing a bit, you got to think about it, then you open up, you say, okay, fine. I'm going to explore the possibility of the choices coming into my life. And if I need it, and after I vetted it, then I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and make that choice and decide what to do. Otherwise, it's not even part of your world. Just keep it simple. By the way, sidebar, keeping it simple is really cool. I like it. Keeping it simple is also very difficult because I as a guy who does coach work a lot, one of the things that I do is hold space for people. And the way I hold space oftentimes is when they go through challenges, like they're changing careers or changing their lives and they're limiting their choices and they're getting down. It's getting easier and easier. They're getting out of bed in the morning with not much to do. And suddenly when not much to do happens, when you've got yourself to that point that life is as calm and cool as you want it to be, it's amazing how many choices begin to arrive in your life just to mess with you. Happens all the time. So stay in your lane and keep it simple. Just remember, if you got nothing else out of this program, too many choices in life are paralyzing you. The freedom you seek, the freedom you want to live in your life, who you want to be, where you want to go, how much money you make, all of that stuff, it's not coming from having 1,000 choices. It's coming from 1 or 2 or 3. It's not coming from much. It's coming from just a couple of things. Ponder that today as you go through your day. And keep things simple. I like simple. Have you come to the Facebook group yet to say hi yet? I'm posting some personal stuff over there a little bit. People say, I want to get to know you a bit more. I say, okay, here's a picture of me. It's cool. It's interesting stuff. Plus, a whole lot of cool motivation there as well. Cool people. I just really like the group over there. Not all of them. I mean it. You know, every group, there's some people that don't need to be there, and they're not. So what I'm saying is it's a good place for you to be if you're a cool person. Come on over. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And ask to come in. We'll let you in. If you're a premium member, thank you. I appreciate you supporting the cause here for so long. Premium membership now, what, almost 15 years old. If you're not, go check it out. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. The info's there. Decide if it's your thing or not. Totally up to you. All right. Coming back tomorrow, we're going to uncover your big, awesome, motivating mission. You got one? We're going to work on that tomorrow. See you then.